Hello, welcome everyone to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. My name is Taylor Tack. I am a forgiveness coach certified by the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness Training and a certified Napoleon Hill Foundation leadership instructor. I teach people precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, both big and small, releasing emotional pain and suffering to experience lasting peace, freedom, and inner success. To find out more about my work and my latest book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com and sign up for my monthly newsletter. I'm also writing a new book with certified Napoleon Hill instructors Tom Cunningham and Tim Chim on lessons from adversity and defeat to be published in the fall of this year. You can check out more about the Triple T team at adversityanddefeat.com. And now on to today's success story. My guest today is Amanda Butler. Now, Amanda is a transformation and relationship expert specializing in helping people resolve codependency issues within themselves, their relationships, and their careers. She teaches individuals how to shift their past energetic patterns, which keep them stuck in the rut of continually creating the same type of relationships and results. I think we've all been there. Over the past 11 years, Amanda has developed and facilitated powerful teachings such as the Diamond Co-Creative System and the Diamond Power Within programs, which realign, restore, and re-energize individuals so they are empowered to create confident, successful, and fulfilled lives. Amanda is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to talk about what we can do to resolve codependency issues in our own relationships. So, Amanda, a very special welcome to you to Journey to Success Radio today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Taylor, and thank you for everything that you're doing and how you're providing the service to get out great information to people and help them in their lives. And so I just appreciate the opportunity for being here.
Well, we're glad to have you on the program today. And you know, you do some special work yourself. You deal with energy healing and in helping people get past their issues. So why are you so passionate about this work and teaching it to other people?
The reason why I'm so passionate about this work is, one, I've been where most of my clients are. In 1985, I realized I was in a marriage that didn't work. I didn't like my career, and I didn't like myself. And basically, as I started doing the work with myself, I found that I literally oozed codependency and dysfunction in my life. And it affected everything that I did. It ran my life. And but I understood it from maybe a psychotherapy level because I went in and did some intense work around that. But nothing really shifted. And it wasn't until I discovered energy healing was when it finally shifted, because I realized the energetic patterns of the codependency, of abandonment, of betrayal, of dysfunction, all were affecting me. And even past lives, for those that believe in past lives, all those were affecting me and running, you know, what I felt, what I thought, what my decisions I made, and really about you know, the results of my life. And I felt very stuck, and I felt even at times very hopeless.
Well, tell us a little bit, give the listeners a little bit of idea of kind of what energetic patterns are. What is that, and then how do they affect our lives? How do they kind of run through our lives?
So what happens is everything's energy in life. We're energy, our thoughts are energy, our feelings are energy, our beliefs are energy, everything we do is energy. And so if we have patterns that are not in alignment with what we really desire to create in our life, then what will happen is there's an issue that this misalignment will create anything that it's aligned to. So let's say, for instance, you are afraid of love, or you don't feel worthy of love because maybe you think you've done something wrong in the past, or someone's told you something and you took it on as a belief. What happens is then, if you feel unworthy of love, or if you haven't wired up love equals hurt or love equals pain, you only are going to allow so much of that to come into your life. And the pattern then will take over and say, no, we don't want to go there because it's not safe. And so we want to keep you safe. The pattern will try to keep you safe, which is, you know, then what the mind is thinking, what the feelings are thinking. Recently, I just worked with a gal who's, you know, she continually creates relationships that don't work for her, and she gets lost in them, or she feels she doesn't trust the other person. And that's a continuous pattern in her life, is the distrust. Because when we really went in there, we found that there was actually a past life. This one was a past life in which she had love and she gave it her all, and then she was betrayed. And so then she had it wired up, love equals betrayal. So this distrust pattern was running through her, and it really affected everything that she, the way that she thought about herself and felt about herself, and then the way that she thought and felt about the other person. So the pattern is created because of decisions that you make from an experience or from the conditioning or programming as you grew up, what you learned from your parents and from society, the imprints that occurred at through those conditioning and programming. So all of that will come in and create, then weave a pattern that then, again, affects every way that you think, feel, believe, and then how you make your decisions, what your behaviors are, and then the actions you take and the results that you create.
Yeah, and this has been my experience too, is that it can be something just as simple as a belief that we learn as a child from our parents or what somebody said to us, and we just believed it because we're looking up to our elders and we're supposed to believe our parents and our elders, right? And so we do everything we can to avoid feeling the pain of whatever we believed, and all of our conditions and our decisions and our behaviors, just do everything that we can to avoid feeling pain. And so it creates bad relationships. It creates circumstances that we don't want to be in, but we find ourselves in all the time. And so is that what you experience with some of your clients? They come with terrible circumstances and relationships they don't want to be in, and they just don't know how to work it out. They don't know what to do.
All the time. And, you know, they make these agreements, too, with themselves. Okay, I'm never going to do that again. For instance, a lot of people get lost in relationships, whether it's in a significant other relationship, whether it's at work, whether it's with their friends or their family. Like, they are themselves. And what that means is they live outside of themselves rather than from within themselves. And that is what we call codependent, by the way. And so when we look to the outside for our love, for our acceptance, for our validation, for our approval to fill us up, then we're disconnected with ourselves, and we're out of tune with what we really want and need. And I have so many clients that come to me that have lost their passion, lost their way, again, you know, get lost in relationships. So they'll come and say, you know, it never matters. Even if I decide that I'm going to stay true to me, I won't express who I am. I won't express my feelings or my you know, what I want or even what I need from the relationship, from that person, because I have this fear that if I do, this fear of rejection or fear of betrayal or abandonment or pain. And the ironic part is by them not being that, they're going to receive that anyways because it's going to set it up that they'll feel the pain because they're not being authentic, they're not being who they are, they're not being true to who they are. And then the other person's continually trying to figure out, well, what do they want, you know, trying to read their mind. And they end up walking on eggshells. And so this lack of communication, lack of authenticity gets them in trouble. So the pain that they're not wanting to feel, not wanting to experience, is created anyways. So they eventually just feel like, what's the point, you know? And they give up, you know, a lot of times.
So what in your experience, what is a beginning step for somebody who feels lost in a relationship and who feels totally out of tune with themselves and have sacrificed everything and they've got nothing in return? You know, what maybe a first step to take to begin to turn that around for themselves?
The first step to take is to acknowledge that and then start identifying what's going on. So acknowledging it doesn't mean that you're, what I want to make sure everyone knows, just because that's what's going on, it doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person or that you're not doing it right. It just means these patterns are running you. And so the first step is that acknowledgement and identification. And one of the things that I did was put together a online survey. It's our codependency survey that people can take, and they will literally give them about a 10-page report, breaking it down in different categories such as trust, communication, dependency, caregiver, because there's so many unhealthy caregivers. Give, give, give. Like you said, sacrifice everything, and then there's nothing in return, or they feel left empty, feel depleted. And so this report breaks it down for them in these 14 different categories, and as they read through it, I just suggest they highlight what really resonates for them and go, oh, okay. And again, be honest with yourself. Do not beat yourself up about it. Don't judge. It's just what is. It's the energy that is right now. Doesn't mean that you can't change it. So that's the first step.
Okay, so you've got a free survey on your website. So let's tell the listeners where they can go to find that and fill that out.
Okay. So I believe you're going to have a link on Journey to Success. And when they hit that link, they're going to go to Success Tools, and Success Tools will then take them to assessments. And from there, you can take that survey.
Right, and we do have a link on the Journey to Success webpage on Amanda's page. You can also go to CoCreateYourSuccess.com and find that as well, which is your website, correct?
Correct, CoCreateYourSuccess.com, and go to Success Tools Assessment. And all they have to do is hit that, take the survey, and it's a free survey. So, and the reason why I did that, I really wanted how people identify this for themselves, because it's interesting. I talked to someone a couple weeks ago, and they said, oh, codependency is so passe. I'm like, passe? It's running most of our country in the world. I said, how is it passe? But she was saying, you know, it was so the 80s. Everyone was into it in the 80s. I said, yeah, it came to the forefront about what codependency was, but it didn't resolve it. The tools and the things that I do with energetic healing resolved it once and for all. Like I said earlier, I used codependency. My whole life was ran by codependency and the paradigms of abandonment, betrayal, victimhood. And none of that exists for me anymore. And it doesn't exist because of the energetic healing and because of the system that I created to help people. Well, help myself first and work with myself first, and then it helps. You know, I used it myself to see. And it did. It worked. It's resolved it. It's done. Finito. So it's so free.
Well, I want to, if you would, Amanda, spend a minute on the term codependency, because I think for many listeners, they hear that term and they think, oh, that's just a fluffy term that has nothing to do with me. You know, codependency is, you know, one of those out there words, but really we're all kind of codependent in one way or another, aren't we?
Well, we're codependent in one way or another, meaning that we have to either resolve it within ourselves and then manage it around us, because the world is codependent. 99.99% of the world is codependent. But we're talking about codependency in the way of when the difference between codependency and interdependency. I think what you're talking about, when you're healthy within yourself and you have other relationships, you can be interdependent with them. And that's what we do want. You're whole unto yourself. I'm whole unto myself. And then we co-create a new energy together. And that's interdependency. With codependency, what happens is we live outside of ourselves. And we're continually trying to fill up from the outside in. And that means either trying to fill up love, acceptance, get approved, get validated. We're always looking for someone to give us our feel-good, if you will, or our value, or our worthiness, or our deservingness. And that even goes to that we get attached to how our life shows up. Are we doing the right things? If you run your life by shoulds, have-tos, by other people's rules, by other people's opinions, and a lot of times people don't recognize that they're really doing that. But just listen to your words. I have to do this. I should do this. Also, when you're not saying no when you want to say no, so you say yes when you want to say no, you're codependent. When you're not, and what I mean by that, there's so many people that really like, oh, I really don't want to do that, but they'll go ahead to do that to people please, to make other people happy, to fulfill their needs, the other person's needs. And what I teach with my clients is, if you're in alignment with yourself and doing things that are in the highest order and highest potential for yourself, it will be that for the other, even if you say no to them, because then they'll go someplace else to fill maybe what their need or request was, and that will be perfect. There's a divine order. But in codependency, we typically, we won't trust ourselves, we won't trust our decisions. Even if we make a decision, then we vacillate back and forth, did we do the right thing? And then if it doesn't work out, if you, quote, make a mistake or you fail, you feel like, oh, I made the wrong decision, instead of, no, I just learned what I don't want. I experienced the contrast. From this, I learned a lesson that if I take that in and really assimilate the lesson, then I won't do that again. I'll do something differently. It's given me an opportunity to create something different. So, you know, the codependent is, again, that person that lives from the outside in lets the outside world rule your world. And so anything that's going on the outside comes in to infect you, to affect you. And when it comes in to infect you, to affect you, then you're being ran by what's going on around you instead of staying connected, centered, aligned with you and knowing what's true for you and expressing that truism of yourself. And so also in the codependent world is, you know, and ladies, or this is mostly for the ladies because of the being the mother, you give, although there's plenty of men out there that do the same thing because they like being the savior and fix it, because that's in your nature to do, to be the protector and provider. But when we give to the point of depletion and draining of ourselves and sacrifice of ourselves to the point that we have nothing left for ourselves, then we're out of alignment, we're out of tune, and we're living in codependency rather than give from the wealth of the well within you. When you give from the wealth of the well within you, you actually have more to give, which is the oxymoron of that. But the unhealthy caregiver also gets something out of giving. Usually you feel in control. You feel like you're the one that you feel better than, and a lot of times there's strings attached. When someone doesn't appreciate what you do or acknowledge you, then you feel bad about that and you get angry, or you keep doing things that you know aren't really yours to do. And you take on responsibilities and things to do that aren't yours. So that's a little bit long-winded, but those are different examples of codependency.
Yeah, I think it's a really important point to talk about because these are issues that people have every day. And what are some of the most common, I guess, or widespread issues that you see people have?
One of the biggest ones when you asked that popped up was abandonment. And it's typically where they try to fit in and they don't fit in. So many of us, you know, when we grew up and in school, that happened, where we felt abandoned by our friends, where there's abandonment within families. Maybe your mom or your dad wasn't who you wanted them to be, or maybe they weren't even around, or there was abuse. Or as you get into relationships, it keeps on happening. The same thing happens over and over again. You give it your all, and then that person leaves or something occurs. So abandonment is huge. So that's the abandonment from the outside that you may feel. But what I find, and when we really dig in, is that we have abandonment of self. And that abandonment of self is when we don't listen to ourselves. We are not listening to our intuition and not taking action from that. Again, we're trying to make other people happy, please other people, do the shoulds or have tos, when inside all that's doing is screaming, no, don't go there, you know. And I see it, I saw it with myself, and I see it with so many of my clients where they'll go ahead with something that they just know isn't right for them, whether it's a relationship or a job or something, and they go ahead and do it anyways, and then they later on, you know, they feel so hurt by it, like, oh, I did everything. And I'm like, yeah, but in the beginning, your intuitive sense said, don't go there. So what did you learn by that? So abandonment would be one of the biggest pieces, because then what ties into that is the betrayal pieces, the distrust pieces, the lack of communication pieces, inauthenticity, because you can't feel safe in who you are, because, again, you're trying to look to get everyone else's approval and that people like you or love you. And then that just leads to you feeling unlovable, unworthy, disconnected, lonely. And so I see that as a huge piece. And for those that believe in past lives, a lot of times I've even taken clients all the way back to when there was the outbreath of God. And at that point, they felt the separation and abandonment. And so all lifetimes, they have felt that. That pattern has been there. So when we go back and repattern that, because that's the key, is to acknowledge it, identify it, and then do the work with it, which is the healing and the repatterning of it, and be able to repattern it so that they feel worthy, they feel lovable, they feel wanted. But more so within themselves, and then that connection with God or higher power, however anyone terms that for themselves. But that's important. And then bringing the element that you teach about is the forgiveness piece has to be a component of that repattering.
Absolutely. And I think most people who are listening can identify with a sense of abandoning myself, giving everything that I can to my relationship or my family and not feeling like I'm getting anything back in return. And I think a lot of people can identify with that. So tell us, Amanda, what does it mean to do deeper work with you and go in and heal a core issue and get that straightened out? What happens to the person? What changes for them? What transforms in them when they do that core healing work?
Well, let's just take that example that you just gave. You know, where, you know, you feel like you've given it your all, done everything that you can do, and even where you sacrifice yourself in the process, and then you don't feel like you're getting anything in return. Here's the thing. It's our choice on how we want to create the relationship. And if the relationship isn't what we want it to be, there's a choice that we have to either shift within ourselves with that, and it may mean that the relationship now is needing to transition in one way or another. And transition could be maybe you're putting it out there, look, this isn't working for me, this isn't, I'm not happy in this. But typically how people do that is they make the other person wrong instead of owning their own piece of it. And then choosing that if this other person isn't willing to come to the table and uplift with you, you know, join you, have an interdependent relationship with you, and create a new energy, then it's time to complete that relationship. And complete, now with family, you know, some people go to the extremes like they'll never have anything more to do with their family. No, you just have to reposition it so that they're more of your acquaintance, and not to put stock into that you're looking for your needs to be fulfilled from your family, because that's not where you get it anyway. That's the misnomer about it. So the work that people do with me to go in and heal at those core origination points, and that's the most important point. Like, we don't deal with the symptoms of it because your life is the symptoms of it, okay, and what's happening in your relationship. We go to the core of it. In the core, where is it seated? Where did it originate? And that could be in childhood, or it could be, you know, in some type of relationship. But a lot of times, again, it's in other lifetimes. And if someone doesn't believe in that, that's okay too. I work with a lot of people that don't believe necessarily that. But we go to the core origination point, and we follow the feelings of what you're feeling. And when we heal that, I use what's called the Diamond Co-Creative System. It's a system that I created, I downloaded, and I actually package so that people can utilize it with themselves. And so I teach them how to utilize that. And that system works with sacred geometry, and it works with the core origination of you, which is that divine essence of you. So it helps you realign back to it. So when I'm doing work with clients, we'll identify the pattern. We'll go back to the core origination point. And a lot of times, like, for instance, abandonment, there's many different layers there of that. It's not like, hey, one time it's done. There's layers to that because there's layers of abandonment of self, how you abandon yourself, don't listen to your intuition, don't honor and respect yourself. You know, you give so much of yourself that you don't honor and respect who you are and what you need and want. And then you've got layers with your friends, with your family, and so on. However, you know, I spent years going through this for myself in codependency. now the program, the system actually accelerates that process. So you don't have to spend years doing it. It could be weeks and months, but because there's different layers, there's, you know, pieces to it. So as we unravel one piece, another piece comes up because even as we talked earlier, abandonment, betrayal, all those pieces all interlink. So as you unravel it, it's healing those different pieces. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think that you know, anyone who does this type of work knows that it does take a little time to unfold. And you do get layers of patterns that happen over time. And before, you know, we kind of get into your system a little bit more, Amanda, I know that you've got an important event coming up, and you got a contest associated with that event. So tell us about the event and how some of our listeners may be able to win some prizes.
Yeah. Well, the event is called the Diamond Power Within Accelerator Intensive. And this is actually a four-day event in which we're teaching the Diamond Co-Creative System. And we're going into many different layers, meaning we teach you how to apply it to your chakra system, to your body, how to unravel these different paradigms that we've been talking about, including codependency, abandonment, betrayal, victimhood, past lives, and even including going in and healing genetic and lineage encoding, because that affects you too. That can be part of the patterns that are there. So the four-day event is about three modules that I developed over the last 10 years and taught in three different modules. Now we're combining it together. And so it's a really powerful event in the sense of deep diving, going in, just digging around what's there. So, you know, by the end of the event, you go, yes, there's a freedom that occurs. And you walk out with the Diamond Co-Creative System and how to utilize it for yourself to keep on with your process. And I use the Diamond Co-Creative System every single day, and my clients do too, not for just processing, just as a tool to help with energy management, because it's an energy management and enhancement system. So it doesn't just work with the healing and transformation. It actually works with now that I have that cleared up, what do I want to manifest, and helps you with that manifestation. So that's what the four-day accelerator intensive is about. We decided that we really want it to be a service to people. And with this event and just in general. So we've developed a contest that evolved. Started out, we were going to give one all-access pass to the contest or to the live event, and we actually now have 10 prizes, and they range anywhere from $100 to almost $2,400. And the grand prize is two all-access passes for free to the live accelerator program. The other prizes include working with me one-on-one. There's a five ingredients webinar. There is group coaching. There's CDs. So there's other prizes that are available. So if someone can't come to our end of October event here in Michigan, still enter the contest because there's other great prizes that you can win. And we're asking for people to enter and tell us why they want to win, because the why is the alignment of what it is that you want. So, again, you know, they can go on the website either through your link on your website or Co-Create Your Success. The minute they hit that, they'll see on the right-hand side, enter to win. And there's also information about the Accelerator Live event. So we're really excited. We want we just want people to know that they have people out here that can help them. They don't have to stay where they're at. They don't have to stay stuck. They don't have to get to the point that it's in crisis mode, because I'm sure you find this too, that so many people wait until it's such a crisis in their life, you know, till they hit rock bottom. And you don't have to wait till that. I mean, unfortunately, our humankind part of us sometimes does that, you know, where when, you know, the crisis is in relationship or your health or money or job, the changes in your life that are going on, and you just don't have to wait. You can do the work now so that you can have the more that you want.
Well, I agree, and I think the unfortunate thing is that, you know, most people wait till there is so much pain that the pain of not changing, you know, outweighs the pain of changing, so to speak. So they get to the point where they're just so enamored and in so much pain and suffering that they have to change. And then that's when they're really willing to make that move. And so, again, you can access the events details on this Journey to Success webpage, or you can go to CodeCreateYourSuccess.com and sign up for Amanda's contest. The grand prizes are worth over $2,000 a piece, right? It's pretty substantial. And there's some other prizes there as well that you can sign up for, which you don't have to attend the event to get involved in, but it would be really cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool. I got to tell you, and we have fun, even though we deal with a lot of serious things and even very painful things, it's so cathartic because we end up having fun even with the serious things. And that's one of the things that my clients say to me all the time. You know, I'm dealing with some of the most painful parts of my life, and you make it fun. You do it in a loving and compassionate way, and there's such a acceptance of me that I feel from you. So there isn't any judgment about where you're at. It is what it is. But they also realize that it doesn't have to be hard or a struggle to make these changes. That's what they're used to in the past. And I typically will show them how it can be so much easier and graceful and fun to actually do it. But we have this old paradigm, old belief system that making these changes is going to be hard, and it's not.
Well, it can be rewarding, and it is fulfilling to make positive changes in your life. I know that from my own personal experience. And as you go along, you do become very positive about making the changes. And as you get a little momentum, then the next change becomes easier and easier, and it becomes something you look forward to rather than, you know, not looking forward to at all. So.
Oh yeah, again, my clients, they love their appointments with me. They look forward to that, and like you said, getting that little momentum right going, kind of kickstarting yourself. That's what this Accelerator Live event really would do. Is how if you just feel like I don't know where to go or what to do, this will kickstart you, and it will give you a push, if you will, to move into learning about yourself, healing. There's a lot of discovery and exploration we go into that. And it builds that momentum. And even when I work with my clients, I work with them once every week or 10 days. And I tell them we want to do that because it builds momentum. It helps you get through it easier, quicker. And you're able to make the changes that you want. It doesn't have to be a long, arduous process.
Well, and I think that's right, and I think it's something that people need to look forward to, because you are changing yourself, and there's really nothing better than changing for the better. And so if you want to give us just a little bit more about your Diamond Co-Creator system, I know it's a unique system that you created yourself, and it's really worked wonders for a lot of people. And I know there's a component that you share with some people called the Universal L. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Right. The Universal L is actually something that we give away. So, again, when people go on the website, they can look under the success tool, and there's a gift package of that. And the reason why we do that is the Universal L is a tool that you can use with yourself, with others, with situations, at work, with your families, with the world, In fact, you know, I've been sending like the universal L's over to Syria. But what the universal L does is a tool that aligns you with universal love and universal co-creation. And it helps you be aligned to whatever is in your highest potential and highest order. And as you do that with yourself, you're going to do that with others. And I have so many testimonials about how people use that tool, especially in situations. Recently, I had a gal that was going through a divorce. She was really worried about, like, what the settlement was going to be. And, you know, she was worried about it. And so I taught her how to use the universal L with herself, send it to her husband, send it to, she was in Ireland, so send it to the magistrates, the court, and everyone that's involved, and just with the intention that whatever occurs is occurring through universal love and co-creation in your highest order and their highest order. So long story short, what happened was there was a magical transformation between her and her husband, ex-husband now, and everything that she wanted and needed in the settlement happened. And she was so excited, and she felt such peace and calm in going into the court, which, you know, a week prior to that, she wasn't feeling that at all. She was so fearful. So that's something, you know, that the universal L does. And how does it work? It works because it's based on sacred geometry. And the sacred geometry, again, combines all the energies that are aligned with us. We're built of sacred geometry. Our energy is sacred geometry. The tree, the butterfly, anything else out there in the world is based on sacred geometry. And so when you're aligned to the sacred geometry, you're aligned to the essence of love, the vibration of love. And so the universal L helps you do that within yourself, and then again, it can help you with situations, with others, with the world. So it's a really powerful and simple tool to utilize, and that's just one other thing that we'll teach even more on in the Accelerator Live event.
And for those listeners who are interested in this event, you can access it through our link on this webpage or go to CoCreateYourSuccess.com, which is Amanda's website, and sign up for it there. So it's September 30th in Detroit, coming up here fairly soon.
October 30th. Make sure we have the date right. Yeah, if they enter the contest, but also register for it. And if you register by September 30th, you save an extra $200, and we also give you a two-payment option. And the reason why we say register for it also is because it will be a sold-out event. I mean, we can only have so many people at the event because I want to make sure we give the maximum attention to each person. But if you win the contest, of course, we're going to refund your money. So, and remember, it's not that you just win it. You get to bring a friend or a family or someone that you want to bring along. You get to bring them too. So it's that two all-access passes.
So we encourage our listeners to go ahead and sign up for that event October 30th in Detroit, and I think it'll be an amazing event. I look forward to hearing about the many, many benefits of that. So, man, as we wrap this interview up here, what would you like to leave with our listeners as we conclude here?
I think the most important piece that I'd like to leave with everybody is, you know, it's your life. So you have every right to co-create the life that you want. And no matter what your current conditions or circumstances are, you have the ability to co-create those differently. And even if it feels like in dire straits, whether it's, you know, relationships, money, job, whatever it is, if you co-created that, then you can co-create the next piece that you want. But you may have to do some work to do that, and the work would be healing the pain of the past, healing the old conditioning and programming, and repatterning that to align yourself vibrationally, energetically with what it is that you desire. And if you don't know what you desire, I have so many people that feel like they don't know what they want anymore, they lost passion, they really don't even want to continue on. I would just say that there you can have something different. And so just take some deep breaths and allow yourself to go where you need to go and get out of your own way. You know, your way hasn't worked so far. Maybe it's gotten you this far. But if you're not happy, if you feel unfulfilled, if you feel disconnected, if you feel lonely, if you feel like you don't have those kind of relationships, and relationships can be with other people, with your health, with your money, with your job, your vocation, career, business, whatever it is, if you don't have what you want, then you can co-create something different. And that's why we even call the website Co-Create Your Success. What's the success that you want? So you do have the ability. It is within you. We just have to connect and tap back into that diamond power within you to get you where you want to go. And everything that we have, there's a lot of free resources on the website and the programs that we have can help you get there. And by the way, I just want to end that with too, is that I do have a free 15-minute consult that you can do with me if you're going, I don't know what to do next. Sign up for that. Just go on the website, cocreateyoursuccess.com, and again, you can a little thing's going to pop up and say, let's talk, or just go into the assessment and book your 15-minute appointment. It's free. Take that minimum time and check in with me, and we can go from there, and I'll help guide you into some of those next steps. But you can change. You can have the life that you want, and you have every right to have it.
And why would we want to wait for somebody else to fulfill us when we can do it ourselves?
Well, yeah, because you're just going to end up getting disappointed, right? I mean, all of us have eventually they can't fulfill you. That hole, if we have a hole within us, then that hole can only be filled up from within and from ourselves. It won't matter how much anyone does or what they say or how much success even that you have, you know, like at your job or whatever it is, you'll still feel that. And so the only way to correct that is to fill it up within. And then again, many people don't know how to do that. And that's what we're here for, right, Taylor?
That's right.
To help
that's
them
right.
with that. Because I know I was there.
So, yeah. We want to thank you to Amanda Butler for joining us today. And you're listening to Journey to Success Radio Network. Find out more about the network. You can visit us at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.